Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you were able to join me again as we continue on in a message I began yesterday, which I've entitled A New Commandment. And we laid the foundation that Jesus, when He brought in that new covenant, established it on new and better promises. And in Mark, the 12th chapter, verse 29, a scribe asked Jesus, "Which is the greatest commandment of all?" And Jesus answered him and said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind, and with all of thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." And Matthew 22 and 40 says, "On these two commandments," Jesus said, "hang all the law and the prophets." Now, 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verse 6 says, "The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." And we are, in the course of this teaching, trying to understand what Jesus was speaking to us when He gave us a new commandment, because it is recorded in the Gospels that He did give a new commandment. These two that Jesus spoke, the loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, our mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, those are the two great commandments, and there's none other greater than those. However, when He sat at the Last Supper, He said, "A new commandment I give you, that you should love one another as I have loved you." So let's look at the concept that we have to understand not just the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. When Jesus criticized John and his brother when a Samaritan village would not receive him, they had said, "Lord, shall we call down fire from heaven to destroy them?" And Jesus said, "You don't know what spirit you're of. He came not to destroy, but to save life. Those who will hear His words of life, they will have eternal life. That is His promise. But if we refuse, well, there's no other hope. There's no other salvation but in His wonderful name." And He illustrated that principle throughout His earthly ministry, like in Mark, the 2nd chapter, verse 27. He said, "The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath." In other words, man wasn't created so a bunch of rules and regulations could be fulfilled, but God created the Sabbath for man because He was actually commanding them to follow His example. He created the earth and the fullness thereof in 6 days, and on the seventh day He rested. Not that He need to rest, but we, in our physical bodies, in this earthly tabernacle which we are in, we do need rest, not just physically, but psychologically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We just need to step aside from the day-to-day activities of our lives and devote that time to being with the Lord and His people. So, we understand from the epistles that we are the body of Christ in this earth. Jesus is no longer here. Now, Jesus was perfect God, but perfect man. He was perfect man, we see in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, verses 16 through 18, the Word tells us, "For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself, having suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." Praise God. And it goes on to say, "Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, who is faithful in all of his house." Praise God. However, he was also perfect God. Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." He was born of a virgin. He took on human characteristics because of his mother Mary, but his father was his heavenly father, and a spirit of the Lord came over Mary. We may not understand with our natural minds how such a thing was possible, but he possessed the very nature of God as well as the nature of man. Now, revelation is progressive, that God gives to us in increasing increments things that we can understand. He did that historically. We see that the revelation given to the early church became corrupted through the Dark Ages, and it really wasn't until the time of Luther that he understood the just shall live by faith. And so that started the Protestant Reformation. And we see what in the early 19th century, there was an outpouring of the Spirit of God on Azusa Street that spread across the land in different nations. And so God gives us understanding as we are able to receive it. And in the very final hours of his life, those last moments that he spent with his disciples, Jesus gave his disciples a new revelation. In John, the 13th chapter, verse 34, he says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." So he is speaking of an agape love, that we are to love one another, to love the members of the household of faith with the same love that Jesus loves us. And of course, we can extend that beyond to the agape love in the heart of the Father for the unsaved of this world. He is not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That's why God gave his only begotten Son, as John 3:16 declares. And so this word that was used, this a new commandment, the Greek is kahinos, which means new, especially in freshness. There's a great significance in this, because this is the chief characteristic of a disciple of Jesus, that we have love one to another. The word tells us in another place, we're to do good to all men, but especially to those who are of the household of faith. But beloved, my challenge, as I thought and meditated upon this commandment, this new commandment, and the challenge that we all have is, how do we understand that? How do we love with his love, with agape love? In what capacity was Jesus speaking? And we have to look at this passage, I believe, this is the understanding God gave me in Revelation, from his identity as the Son of Man. As the Son of God, as God himself, he loved with perfect agape love. But I want us to understand that as a man, we also have that challenge. He was an example to us. And because he was a perfect man without sin, he is an example to us of how we should live our lives, how he responded, how he conducted his life, how he behaved himself. So we have to look at Jesus, beloved. And the word tells us very clearly in Thessalonians that we are a tripartite being, composed of body, soul, and spirit. Now, the soul and spirit are sometimes hard to differentiate. Those are theological terms, but Now, let's begin by looking at the body. And we have, I believe, understood this scripture that I'm sharing on this level only, that he was God. But we have to understand that Jesus was a man. And so I want us to look at how he loved God on a physical level. Well, what does Romans 12:1 tell us? That we are to present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. And in Acts the 10th chapter, verse 38, it says, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He used his body as a servant to go about doing good, to minister the Father's love. And he also tells us we are to relate one to one another as servants. He demonstrated this before he went to the cross. And I would like us to look at Luke, the 22nd chapter, and I'm going to start reading at verse 25. The king of the Gentiles exercised authority or lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, it is not he that sitteth at meat, but I am among you as he that serveth. And I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me. Praise God. Well, my time has flown, and we are going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you'll be able to join me. And in just a few moments, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And beloved, if you're struggling with something, this ministry has been raised up since 1965 when Brother Glass began the ministry to serve as a partner in prayer with God's people. We've done many things. We've had local congregations, local churches. We've had evangelistic meetings. We've continued on radio for over 50 years. And so, but one of the special sacred callings that God has given is to stand as a partner in prayer through the ministry of correspondence. So I invite you to write, send that email or letter, and I will personally pray and minister back to you whatever God gives. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.